Einsteigen, aufdrehen, losfahren. Mit dem neuen Volkswagen T-Roc bist du bereit für den großen Auftritt. Selbstbewusst und voller Power. Du steigst ein? Keine Kompromisse. Nur du und der Moment. Alles passt. Dein Sound, dein Drive, dein T-Roc. Rockt. Der neue T-Roc.
So klingt Weihnachten bei Rewe. Jetzt festlich sparen bei deinem Weihnachtseinkauf. Diese Woche bei Rewe. Frischenetz-Sekt, verschiedene Sorten, je 0,75 Liter Flasche nur 3,49 Euro. Und außerdem Emira-Klettscheiben, Natur, je 200 Gramm Packung nur 2,22 Euro. Sichere dir außerdem bis zum 24. Dezember 10% Rewe-Bonusguthaben auf Weihnachtssüßwaren. Nur in deiner Rewe-App. Frohe Weihnachten. Festlich sparen bei Rewe. Dein Markt.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at geico.com.
Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. Coming up on the show today, Donnie Baker plus Chick's Advent Calendar and Hot Dog Catching. You'll hear all that coming up next.
In southern Ohio, just north of Cincinnati, I beheld a vision next to the expressway. Was a 60-foot Jesus with his hands in the air. Looked like he's carved out of butter, just like at the state fair.
Big butter Jesus, sweet cream Jesus, old country fresh Jesus, unsalted Jesus, old promise Jesus, imperial Jesus, can't believe it's not Jesus, holy old Lord.
Well, you see him from the chest up, like he's about to do a backflip, like he scored a touchdown, or maybe melting or about to drown. Well, I've been to the state fair, seen a cow made out of corn cobs, Garth Brooks out of string cheese, and the Virgin out of olives.
Big butter Jesus, sweet cream Jesus, old country fresh Jesus, unsalted Jesus, old promise Jesus, imperial Jesus, can't believe it's not Jesus, holy old Lord.
Shipped in pieces on a flatbed, staring backwards was his big head. Driver stuck in traffic backups, desperately avoiding eye contact. Well, don't make no graven images, that's one of the Ten Commandments. I hope the grading curve is kindly, you get to heaven with a 90.
Sweet cream Jesus, old country fresh Jesus, unsalted Jesus, old promise Jesus, imperial Jesus, can't believe it's not Jesus, holy old Lord, can't believe it's not Jesus.
Oh, spread the word.
Now,
now, some more Bob and Tom.
You want it. You need it. You can't live without it.
This is Bob and Tom Extra.
So we're working our way to Christmas, which would, of course, mean that Chick McGee over there at the sports desk has opened up his, what's the word I'm looking for?
Advent calendar.
Your boozy advent calendar.
I don't think it says boozy. It's spirits of the world.
Oh, spirits of the world. Okay,
advent
great.
Calendar.
His spirit is down a little bit because Ace's beloved Oakland Raiders were trounced.
Well, we all take it hard when the Raiders lose. That's true.
Let's see. Pat Godwin is over there. There's Christy Lee. This is Tom speaking. Everybody have a good Thanksgiving. I know, Christy, you have a technical issue with your
dishwasher.
You thought your dishwasher had gone out. It turned out there's some button someone had pressed inadvertently that
locks your dishwasher after I did all the dishes by hand. And then my fabulous boyfriend took the whole dishwasher apart and then went, did you know that there's a lock button on your dishwasher? I go, no.
What?
Yeah. For little kids.
So they can't start the dishwasher.
Mm-hmm. It's looked like a little padlock.
Yeah. No idea.
Where does that go?
It's on the heated drying button on my dishwasher.
God.
Yeah. Who knew?
Yeah. I'd like to complain to the dryer industry.
You mean washer dryer?
Yeah,
that dryer?
Yeah. Okay. Well, because dryers turn themselves off when they sense that the clothes are dry.
And they're not.
They're not. Here's what I'd like to do.
If you said it that way.
I want to get the president of that company to put on these supposedly dry clothes and take them up a chairlift in Vail, Colorado when it's 3 degrees below zero and tell me how dry the clothes are, okay?
I have no beef with how dry the clothes get.
I do. I hate it. I'm with Tom on this.
There's no way to defeat that button.
No.
You can put wrinkle control and it'll just keep running.
Or you can just set it for an hour and
it's dry. Yeah, set a time.
60 minutes.
I'll have to have some guy come around and have 3 hours to read through
all
this.
All you have
manual.
To do is set the time. Just set a
it
time.
It doesn't have a timer on it. Trust me.
There's no
it doesn't have a dryer.
There's no way it doesn't have a
timer. Tom has a dryer that doesn't have a timer. Time dryer.
Come on.
Nope.
Doesn't say time dryer.
Nope. There's no time dry in it.
Come on.
There's quick dry. I'll take a picture of it and bring it to you.
All right. What brand is it? Just go ahead.
How would I know? I don't know.
What do you mean?
It's a white one.
Well, I'm sure it's white.
No, but they're never dry. That I have to go and trick it into drying stuff. Well, you're doing something wrong, obviously.
No, he's not. See, okay, here's the thing. Here's
it's
the
called
thing.
Dryer.
Think about the logic of that. There has to be a time.
No, there's some sensor in
time. What do you think's more likely? They try to hide things from you, or you're not doing
your
it.
Your dryer doesn't want to dry your clothes for you.
You think entire dryer company has got it out for you? Well, this will get them.
They're making it too complicated.
I agree.
Just want it to dry. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Yes, there's probably some button. I don't have 4 hours to read through this thing to figure
mine
out how it
works.
Mine is
a rotary. It goes boop, boop, boop,
nope.
Boop,
nope.
Time drive. Bop, bop, bop. Bingo.
Mine's not. It's all press button. And they're all selected for you. You don't get to choose.
Okay, the point is that everybody have a good Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
I did. I'm not having a great Monday,
I can tell you that.
I did 20 loads of laundry. I ran into a friend of mine. We were doing this gingerbread building thing yesterday afternoon with the girls, and I ran into this one friend of mine who's like the most macho sort of sports watching dude.
That's right, that was me.
And he was first of all, I couldn't believe he wasn't watching football, and I'm sure he was very upset about it. But secondly, he walks up and he goes, look at my hands. I have dishpan hands.
Yeah.
Because it's like me, I think I probably did at least 20 dishwashing a lot of them by hand, but part of a great Thanksgiving.
Yeah,
I will say one thing about Thanksgiving. That's it's certainly nice to have relatives in the house, but when someone brings a dog over for, say, the whole weekend, and the dog is a big puppy, all hell breaks loose all weekend.
Why don't you have a puppy too, right?
No. It's the barking.
Yeah, why don't you put him in the crate?
No, it's the barking. So I would tiptoe around the room when I got up, trying not to wake up the puppy.
Oh my God.
Because the minute he's up, just total chaos.
Why don't you let me walk him for a whole day?
Yeah, give Pat a treat. He's just waiting.
Because
for you
I wanted
to
get the puppy
by.
Back.
Oh, he would have come back. Nice.
No, he would have run away. He's not a good walker. He needs a lot of training. But strange people, one thing, but strange bringing a dog to someone else's house.
Who brings a dog to Thanksgiving?
What am I? So he was there the whole weekend.
Well, I brought my
dog. Well, I did in 99.
Oh, is this Willie's dog?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't do as much damage as Pat's son did 2 years ago.
Oh, God.
You know, the broken lamp.
Broken lamp. We've not.
You break one lamp.
Yeah.
And Jimmy, they're the ex-in-laws all week.
Hey, he said.
Yeah.
Is it time for that holiday shot yet?
Sure.
Go. Yeah,
you
go
talk about holidays.
Do you know this child?
That's right, Mr. Magoose.
The child is young Ebenezer Scrooge.
That's right.
Coming up, we have Charles Dickens news. Believe it or not.
You have a song for my advent calendar?
Of course I did, do. God,
now we have to explain. This is an alcohol advent calendar.
Spirits of the World.
So you have to do two shots today because you missed December 1st. Mm.
From a company called Flaviar. It's just like caviar.
I think it's just flavor.
Instead of the C, they have an FL.
Okay, so now which is the first one you say is some kind of a rum?
It is from San Antonio, Texas, though, is the distillery. I think the Alamo Distillery.
Remember the Alamo, Tom?
I can't remember anything.
I'm confused. I thought you said
it was from Colombia.
Product of Colombia.
But then the distillery says, I bet you're not going to find it, so I'll just tell you. It says San Antonio.
Yes, so is that
who imported it?
Or Alamo maybe. Distilling Company, San Antonio, Texas.
It must be who imported it, yeah.
40%, 80 proof.
Okay, well, let's
alcohol by
go. Let's see let's this do baby. It.
Hold it up.
Are
so
we
I can
doing
see
it?
It?
All right, here we go. I got
are you going to put this in a glass or just throw the whole thing back? It looks like
right
sort of half a test tube. And here we go.
We need a drum roll. Hang on. We didn't have a drum roll last year. That's what we were missing.
This does sound like a stumbling drunk's theme song. Chick throws it back.
Ooh, he grimaces.
And?
I'm in trouble. That's really good.
Wow.
Tasty.
Delicious.
Are you a big rum drinker?
I am now.
Oh.
Is it a darker flavor or spicy?
It is a darker flavor.
Does it give you the... And what's the actual name of it? I'm sorry, one more time. Does it have an official name?
No, it says rum.
Yeah.
Here, you'll believe her. I know you don't ever believe me. What?
No, there is.
Rum.
Yeah, it just says rum, product of Colombia.
Is there a guidebook to this?
That's what I'm thinking. That he left some of this at home.
I did. Okay.
Bet you did.
That wouldn't add to it, I don't think.
Okay. Got our first win.
You know, Hemingway has a... Hang on a second. I need to get my breath.
It took your breath away.
There's a Hemingway rum called Pilar, named after his boat and his consort. And that's what that reminds me of, the Hemingway rum.
Okay, very nice.
That's right. I know my different rums. I've got a problem.
Now, Pat, you have a song about this?
Of course I have a song. The calendar's here.
Yeah.
Chick is winking, because pretty soon he'll be drinking.
That's right.
A different shot every day. He's our Hemingway. Drinking on the air with Chick McGee. Drinking on the air with Chick McGee.
Everybody!
At 6 a.m., he takes his first shot. At 7:05, he's coming in hot.
That's right.
At 9:10, he's gone, passed out in the John. Drinking on the air with Chick McGee.
Pass out 1 year. And you're
labeled, yeah.
Bridge.
Drinking on the air with Chick McGee.
Oh, thank you very much, Ben.
We'll
work on the bridge for tomorrow.
Well, I have a bridge.
Okay, yeah, we'll work on a bridge for you.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at geico.com.
Something about, we have to have something that he's pooping his pants. Okay.
Of course.
No. Why not?
Oh, God, we went 31 minutes.
That has never happened.
I just went to the plate.
Didn't you do four shots in one day last year for some reason? Didn't we have
we had to catch up.
Because you told me to. That's why I did it.
As you can see, the alcohol has no effect, officer. Now, you have to do two shots today because the one you just did was for Sunday, December 1st.
I didn't do a shot yesterday.
Okay. All right. Well, good.
Do you have more?
Yeah. According to the flavor website, it did come with a tasting notebook.
I don't think so.
Yeah. You already lost it?
Yeah. No.
Well, wouldn't it be useful for you to know what kind of rum that was since you enjoyed it so much?
Colombian rum.
I'm looking it up. We'll find out.
And I've already been windbagged. I said when you mentioned Straight No Chaser, I said that's a fine band that they're, of course,
acapella group. Of course. We all know that.
I think band merely means an
aggregation. Band of brothers.
Yeah, I didn't, sure. Trying to give them a quick plug for their fine work.
They have a wonderful Christmas album.
What's happening over there at the sports desk, John?
Stupid. Well, it's time. Students at the MIT have set the Guinness World Record for the longest hot dog toss.
Hot dog toss?
Amber Van Hemel.
In a bun or not?
No. You have to catch it with the bun.
What?
Yes.
The bun's the mitt?
Yes.
Wait a minute.
Nice.
What?
Yes, I've seen this.
You throw the hot dog through the air and catch it with a bun.
Yes. In other words.
Well, you know, I thought this was stupid. Now I'm in.
Well.
Yeah, no, seriously. This one woman, I believe she's on their softball team.
Amber Van Hemel.
Yeah, that's it.
Uh-huh.
And her former softball teammate, Phoebe Lee, attempted the record last Saturday. To abide by Guinness rules, the pair needed a fully cooked hot dog that measured between 5.5 and 7 inches long.
Yeah.
Oh, so it's regulation. It's not a foot long.
What kind of freak can handle? Hot dog must be caught in a bun. After about 20 throws, they
successfully... Does it have to be a hot dog bun, or could it be one of those big Kaiser rolls or something?
Uh-huh. Shut up.
Here's a picture. Looks like a regular hot dog
bun. They successfully tossed the hot dog 120 feet. The current record, 105 feet and 4 inches, is held by David Rush.
Really?
Jake Smith.
Oh, yes, really?
Our little David Rush.
So David's going to have to get busy.
Yeah.
Try it again.
Bested the record previously held by former Jacksonville Jaguars quarterback and Washington Redskins quarterback Mark Brunell.
What?
Huh.
Van Hemel and Lee's attempt must still be verified by Guinness World Record.
120 feet.
120 feet.
The other woman has to catch it with the bun.
In the bun.
You think we could do it?
I don't know how far I could throw it. I don't.
120 feet is a long way for a hot dog.
Breaks up the bun, right?
Underhand it? Is she a pitcher?
40 yards, right?
120 divided by 3, yeah.
Yeah. 40 yard throw a hot dog for. I don't know if I could throw a hot dog 40 yards.
I don't think I could.
The hot dog has to stay together, obviously.
Right.
I mean, would match
and you gotta probably. Have you gotta catch it.
That's, can I freeze the hot dog first?
Mm. This shows what they appear to be eating it here in this photograph.
Really?
Yeah, they do.
Well, that's surprising.
It with your mouth?
That's very, very surprising.
Maybe you're on a different page.
I would imagine they'd eat the bun, and then
this would be more fun if Joey Chestnut were there catching them with his mouth. Then I'd want to watch this.
You know how far 40 yards is?
It's a long way.
It's a long way.
Yeah, no, this is the great, that's why it's a record. And I think you're correct that our friend, who holds many, many world records, David Rush, will probably have to
try to beat this
go one. After this one.
And I want it back.
When the hot dog arrives, it has to be in some sort of arrangement that the other person can catch it in the bun. You can't just throw it as hard as you can. It's...
Well, you don't throw a spiral, I don't think.
I think you have to do end over end at least, right? Yeah, well, kind of a slow arcing.
Okay.
You don't throw it like a javelin.
Why not?
I would think you.
You mean like that?
I would think you'd throw it so that it.
Well, but
spiraling
it
end has over end. End.
I think if you threw it overhand, it would come apart.
I want to know what position these girls played. If one of them's a pitcher and she threw it underhand like softball players do, or if we've got a center fielder that...
Someone say it for
I'm not going to speculate which one's a pitcher. I'm just going to say...
Yes, but it is a new world record for... What was the distance again for
120 feet.
Okay, tossing a... I believe the hot dog can't be frozen because that would change everything.
No, because they said during the practice that they were... falling apart midair. They had problems with the hot dog staying together.
So you'd have to get a really well-constructed dog.
Yeah.
Okay, well, congratulations, ladies. It's nice to see the women are also participating in some of these idiotic moments of culture.
Just silliest guys are. Oh, my God. Oh, let me get that. Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Hi, Bob and Tom. It's Donnie Baker.
Hey, Donnie.
Hey, I'm calling in real quick because I'm at the courthouse waiting for him to call my cousin Lonnie's case here in a few minutes or so.
Oh, okay.
Oh really?
pretty much standard procedure. Yeah, well, we call it the annual Monday morning after Thanksgiving Baker family bailout.
Oh.
And whichever one of my next of kin, they don't get on Thanksgiving, they usually scoop up on Black Friday melee. Happens every year. And this year, Lonnie got into it, my hot cousin Amber's new boyfriend, Alan Ray, over a game of yard jarts that went sideways.
Oh, really?
Well, Lonnie landed in a hopper, Tom, and Alan Ray landed in a meat wagon on his way to ER. Until he convinced the driver and EMTs he could pull the jarts out himself.
Ooh.
And he did. Oh, actually, the second one, they just clipped the tail on it so he could push it all the way through.
Oh, Donnie.
I swear to God. Well, Chris, he had saved him $50 in copay.
Oh, God.
The first jart was an accident, you know, and Lonnie confessed to it. The second one was driving a point home. You don't talk that ways about Richard Petty at the supper table. So... You laugh, but last year Lonnie got caught selling black market turkeys out of his trunk. Swear to God. And they let him off scotch-free on a technicality because they was actually turkey vultures and not regular free-range butterballs.
Okay.
So thank God they was in season, and he got released on his own renaissance. This year,
yeah,
I swear to God. Mm-hmm. You can look it up. This year is pretty light for us as a family. I mean, for the Baker side, they got Lonnie, and they also tagged Kristen and Stacy with a Y and Stacy with an I, and Amber, the hot cousin, all on outstanding warrants for failure to appear.
Oh.
And that dates back to the Baker Easter brawl that made the paper. And that started when Lonnie asked the group if the smell was Stacy's panties or her pigeon-toed feet.
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.
Come join TV's Ross Matthews every Thursday on his new podcast, Hello, Ross.
Hi, I'm Ross Matthews, and I am so excited to tell you about my brand new podcast, Hello, Ross.
You know, I just said that.
Yeah, I know. I was just saying it again to emphasize the name of my new podcast. It's Hello, Ross.
Look, you only have like 30 seconds to tell them about the new podcast, Hello, Ross. You have to tell them about the celebrity guests, the interesting people with cool stories to tell, and it's new every Thursday. Go ahead.
You never know who's going to pop by to say Hello, Ross. It could be an Oscar winner, the star of your favorite show, even my dental hygienist.
Really?
No, she's fascinating.
Okay. Anyone else?
One time I was at a dinner party and the lady across from me, turns out she was a dominatrix. Ooh, that's gonna hurt. I've been a naughty boy.
Huh. Are you going to ask?
We're gonna go there.
For reals?
And there.
For real reals?
You better stretch.
I better stretch? What the hell?
On our show, nothing's off limits. I'm gonna ask that question.
No.
And that question.
No.
And I'm gonna get away with it.
Oh boy.
So it's like Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood, right? Except think of it Mr. Matthews' Gaberhood. Oh, that sounds fun.
You know, that actually does sound fun.
And it's on YouTube or wherever you listen.
Wait, that's my line. Hello, Ross, available on YouTube or wherever you listen.
Okay, now you just repeated me.
We are so over our time limit.
Oh, that's a bummer.
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
This is the show where we bring you in-depth interviews with U.S. soccer stars.
This time,
Sam Coffey.
The World Cup is in 2 years. Is it time yet? Like, can we get back into camp?
Tim Ream.
We're going to continue to show other countries we're not going to be pushed around.
And Jedi Robinson.
Every time you come back and you put the jersey on, it means more and more each time.
So we'll be back here with all the best stories.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast.
We've got a lot to talk about.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.